It's now time for a Hiawatha locker room chat one final time here for the high school basketball season as the regular season is complete for the Red Hawks, and we're starting here with girls basketball coach, that is Brady Jasper, presented by Carl's Body Shop. And Coach, good way to finish out the regular season Tuesday night at Sabetha. You hold off the Blue Jays 44-40 to finish with that record at 12-8, but how nice was it to end the season on a high note and get a little momentum going into Substate?
Yeah, real nice for us. Tough game over there at Sabetha last night. Tough place to win, and a team that had beat us earlier in the year. So, as you mentioned, a good way to finish the year and to be able to finish it on a winning note as you head into Substate can sometimes be important.
It's been a long ride since, you know, late November and early December to where we are now with the regular season done and Substate next week. But, you know, just give us a general thought on the season as a whole. What stood out to you? Maybe a surprise from a player who played above and beyond expectations? Just kind of in that sense, what can you tell us from your perspective how the season went to this point?
Well, the thing that comes to mind first for us would be just kind of a feeling that we were a group that kind of got better as the year went. I feel like we can say that. There was we lost about four games in a row early in the year and was kind of looking for some new stuff and needing to turn the corner. And then later on in the year, we were able to overturn about three of those losses and beat those teams on the backside or the second time we played them. So that's kind of an indicator of some improvement that we had throughout the year. And so that's something that we can be proud of and kind of hang our hat on.
Talk about Darcy Lears for a second. Again, continuing her stellar senior campaign, one of the best players in the league, and kind of continues to be the rock for your squad as you head into Substate. What do you expect from her when these games get going next week?
Well, you know, I would expect almost the same thing that we've gotten from her. I think that kind of highlights who she is. She's been a consistent player for us, night in, night out. Like I mentioned one other time before, I think we're up to about 10 or 11 games in a row for Darcy where she scored 19 or better. And it's just been whether somebody's playing zone man or giving extra attention to her, she still finds ways to help us on the offensive end and defensively. I wouldn't say underrated because I think people know how good defensively that she can be, but she can just wreck you on defense as well with stealing the ball and is a good second or third rebounder for us as well. And just a versatile player. I think she's had a tremendous year. One of the best players in the league. I've been real proud of her all year, actually.
Yeah, arguably the best defender in the league, I would probably put, as she averages about five steals per game and just such a rock for you. Josie Delaney's been really good. Abby Elfner had a good night last night against Sabetha as well. But a quick thought on some of the other girls that may not get the recognition, you know, like Kent and Nelson who start for you and putting in some quality minutes, and even Addison Williams, a freshman who came off the bench for you, played some key minutes in the fourth quarter after Kent fouled out early in that final frame. So, again, some of these younger girls who are getting some good experience and are going to be a key for you next week as well.
Yeah, you've alluded to a couple of those freshman girls, and we play another sophomore player, Aaliyah Contreras, and along with Addison McKenzie. And those younger players, they've kind of had that underclassmen experience. There's been some times where I felt like I've been pretty hard on them about taking care of the basketball or understanding their role or whatever it would be. Sometimes I feel like I may be harder on them than some of the older players, but that could be true that some of them have already been through that and have corrected some of those mistakes and have come out the other side. And those girls that you mentioned, I think they're going to be good players down the road for Hiawatha for sure.
Well, let's talk about Substate real quick before we get you out of here. And it shapes up starting on Monday night. And you're in the sixth seed despite winning 12 games, and you got to go on the road, make a road trip to Minneapolis, a 15-5 team. What do you know about that team to this point? You know, what's the preparation look like to this point? And ultimately, how do you prepare for that first-round game on Monday night?
Well, I mean, the first thing that I thought kind of jumped out at me for Minneapolis was that they look like a group that plays hard. You know, they guard you hard, and they're moving fast, and they can maybe speed you up, put a little pressure on the ball. So it's going to be a tall order for us, but we got plenty of time to work on it and kind of get a game plan ready and just kind of build the confidence in our girls to take it on the road and see what happens.
There it is. Hiawatha girls basketball coach Brady Jasper, a 12-8 regular season and the sixth seed in a very talented Marysville Substate. They'll go on the road to three seed Minneapolis that game Monday night at 6 p.m. Coach, thanks again for all the time this year. Good luck in Substate, and hopefully we can see you guys advance throughout next week.
All right. Thanks for everything all season long.